Usted está escuchando El Banquete de Idiotas con Fausto Fernós, Taylor E. Ross y Marco Fillion. Everybody, today I am sitting here with the ever so kissable Mark Fillion.
Hello, everyone.
And Link Pinks. And he's going to be starting a wonderful, wonderful new segment where Link Pinks looks at his rearview mirror in music history and tells us what he sees.
I think we're on Puerto Rican radio.
The Puerto Rican radio, yes. That's right.
I don't have a song for that yet.
We're recording here live from Mark and mine's apartment, a condo, in Edgewater in Chicago, Illinois. And it was a freezing cold day today. And Madge Weinstein is in California. And she's going to be Florida.
She's basking in the sun.
She's basking in the sun. And she just drove across the country from Chicago, Illinois to Miami, Florida. And she's now with Gussie Eskowitz, sitting on the beach and snacking on a delicious, delicious ice cream sundae, Miami style, which they put little pieces of pineapple on them.
Oh, sweet.
So this week we have fabulous discussions on Republican porn stars, gay for pay actors, and music news. Let me just get this. Go to the next one.
So it's all about gay for pay in the news. This week, or last week, Wolf Blitzer interviewed Jeff Gannon on CNN. Now, Jeff's...
interviewed who?
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
He came. Jeff basically came to light because someone on America blog recognized him as somebody that he used to do websites for.
Who is this guy now?
Jeff Gannon is a reporter for The Talon, which is an ultra-conservative news feed. You know, basically they just spit out whatever the U.S. or whatever the U.S. government says.
The Bush administration.
The Bush administration says. So he goes and he goes as a reporter to. Let's screw this up. Can we start over?
No, keep talking.
All right. So anyway, basically, he's a shill for the government.
So
he's
a porn star. Got a job.
And he's an escort. He's a prostitute. But he's also a right-wing, ultra-conservative Republican. And
so basically, you can pay to get fucked by a Republican.
I have a question. Do we know any of his films?
He's not actually... I don't think he's a film star. He's just on the web. And he's an escort.
Oh, so he's not a porn star.
Right. So he'll go out with you, like, to a basketball game, and then afterwards, he doesn't come out and say that he'll
fuck. I think my boss would actually kind of like it, because he's a Republican, and he, you know.
He likes 8 Uncut.
And I could see him, you know. I don't know if he hires escorts, but, you know, if you're a gay and Republican, sometimes you need
Yeah, this
a
would
little,
be the man you'd want.
This is the man you'd want, definitely.
You know, but you'd have to be a bottom for him. Or, I don't know, or offer him some more money.
He's a top.
He's a top, right?
Exactly.
But I bet for the right price, he probably bought him.
Well, let me pause
but,
this.
He's not a bad-looking guy, though. I mean, you know, he's big and muscular. He's kind of bald.
Yes, well, but he is a Republican, and do you want to be fucked by a Republican?
Well, this is the reason why you shouldn't really meet with any strangers on the internet, because he...
You never know.
You never know what their politics are going to be.
Yeah. Have you actually, Taylor, have you ever met with anybody who toned out...
Taylor?
I'm sorry, Link Pinks. Sorry. I keep calling Madge Weinstein by her real name, which is Cleopatra Jones.
The Devil and Miss Jones. Yes. Okay.
But so basically, have you ever met with anybody that they suddenly pulled out the Rush Limbaugh nose?
I did actually sleep with a young English boy who turned out to be a Tory.
What's a Tory?
A Tory is the Republican equivalent in England.
Oh, they actually have Republicans in England?
Well, they have the Labour Party, which is the liberal.
That's the Liberal Party? The one who gives blowjobs to George Bush? I mean, Tony Blair could not be any more
subservient. No, I know. We live in very, very strange
That's
times.
That's the Liberal Party in England.
Right.
Well, this is probably, back in the 80s with Margaret Thatcher and all that?
No, this was probably in the past 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. And so we compromised and set down our politics, you know.
Nice.
But it wasn't so threatening because he lives in England. And
but it was hot. Sometimes, but were
those accents, you know,
was he on the top or the bottom? Because this guy actually claims to be a top.
We had sex like you and Mark have.
Oh, lesbians. They did Scissor Sister style.
Yes. Yes.
They you know.
It was polite. It was polite.
And there was no anal penetration.
The English are very polite that way, aren't they?
And it was fine. No. It was a lovely time.
Well, in
and
the
I
news.
I take it he was uncut.
Yes.
Okay.
Also in
Extra
the news, Ben Curtis, former Dell computer spokesman, is back in a new gay play.
Yay!
Dude, you're getting fired. In case for those of you who don't remember, Ben Curtis was the guy who's famous for saying, "Dude, you're getting Adele."
Oh, and he also got busted for smoking pot.
That's right. And then he got fired from being Dell's spokesperson.
After the pot smoking.
So now now he's doing a play?
He's doing a play called The Joy.
Which was short for The Joy of Gay Sex, but Joy was easier.
And so they're doing this in New York City. So any of you guys who actually are listening to this podcast and live in New York City, write to us and go see this play and tell us, is it any good?
I wonder if there's any nudity in a gay play. I mean, that would be really strange.
Yeah, that'd be shocking.
Whatever happened to your copy of that, The Joy of Gay Sex? Do you still have that?
I think you wore it out.
Yeah, it's floating around. It's a book on how to masturbate. I sort of like lost interest in it.
But it was so cool. It was from the 60s, wasn't it?
I know.
Oh, that it had the beautiful color photographs in the middle.
Yeah, everybody had body hair.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody worked out.
Nobody trims. They're all hippies making themselves
I've
feel
actually
good.
Wanted to cut out those middle pictures and frame them because they're quite beautiful. They show.
So Mark's going to tell us about the lesbian flap that happened at PBS.
The lesbian flap. Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you have to pull back the lips?
They had to pull back on the lesbian flap.
The lesbian labias. Okay. So, yeah, well, I'm sure everybody's heard about the postcards from Buster that featured the lesbian couple entitled Sugar Time. Well, all the conservative Christians are up in arms about it because the government supports that kind of thing. And supports and pays for that program, and they don't like it that they had
the government does not pay for PBS. It gets grants. PBS is sponsored by the public. That's why it's called Public Broadcasting Service, not Government Broadcasting Service. That's more like the BBC, which the government actually pays for that. But the big scandal that's happening is that they wanted to air the show nationally.
Yeah.
It's a children's television show. It's a spin-off of Arthur. You know,
it
that
is?
Really annoying...
He's a mole or something?
They're like, he can't tell what Arthur looks like, but he's a little mole rat that has an annoying sister, and they have friends as a monkey. It's multiracial instead of being
There's
racial.
That really ugly girl that's, I think, a cat or
She's
something.
She's a cat. There's a bunny. They're all hideous, and it's so annoying. And, you know, when you're stoned at 4 in the afternoon, there's nothing better to watch, and so you watch Arthur. And so they came out with a spinoff called Postcards from Buster.
And so they had the one, an episode where they went and saw them extracting maple from sugar, or maple syrup
Which,
up in
you
Vermont.
Know, if you tune into Madge Wines Radio, you know that lesbians love nothing better than eating large stacks of pancake with fresh Vermont maple syrup.
So the title of the episode was called Sugar Time.
Ooh.
So that's kind of hot.
It was a sweet lesbian event.
So Mitchell's not getting fired, and she's not really quitting. She's resigning. She has a 3-year contract. It's up in June, and after that, she's done. But, you know, part of the
2006, though.
Yeah, but part of the chairman's thing is that, you know, she's got to go out there and find money for the organization, too. And I think they probably think that she's going to have a hard time doing that.
They can always ask LCCP, Lesbian Community Cancer Project, if it's hard to raise money from lesbians. I mean, lesbians are just tight wads, you know. Now, I'm sure some of you lesbians listening to this are you're good people, and you're, you know, you do tip well, tip 20% at dinner.
I beg to disagree, because remember when we did that Estrojam benefit, there were hundreds of women supporting, you know, the Estrojam benefit.
And how did they support it? By paying money. The admission and buying t-shirts.
But well, they also had a raffle.
They had a raffle.
Lesbian philanthropists. They just don't,
I
you
think
know.
You're being a little
ask
hasty.
Any nonprofit, and you know, don't get me started on the phrase non-for-profit, but ask any charity fundraiser event, do lesbians tend to be generous? And they just don't. Women just don't get paid that much money.
Are you going to be lynched next to Suki?
Oh, shut up. Listen. People tune in because they want to hear, you know, our raw opinions, and I'm giving you my raw opinion. And basically, I feel that it's not nothing, you know, wrong about being a lesbian, but lesbians don't make as much money as gay men do because women just don't make as much money. There's discrimination.
Men.
Yeah.
Because of the inequities of society.
They make, what, 70 cents on the dollar, right, or something like that?
Are a little, you know, tight with their pants, too. It's both.
Well, okay? They're saving up for that cat.
Yeah. Cat food's expensive.
It is expensive.
You ask any lesbian. They don't, you know, they don't tend to spend their money that way.
So it's just hard to
raise money for PBS if you're going to ask money from lesbians. But everybody's going to tune in and watch, you know, Arthur's rabbit friends make.
Well, I bet
maple
you Chicago
syrup.
Will say it's available. Like, you can, like, it's available. It's already made. But, like, they're not going to send it nationwide. So different stations. So write to your local PBS station and tell them that you support
lesbians making maple syrup.
I would like to just back up for 1 minute and maybe restate the obvious here. But the flap is over that there are two women who
have children, and they're the ugliest, and most boring people.
But they go and they collect maple syrup, and that's what this is so
they're
awful.
Only, they're in one episode. They
well,
go
they
and
collect
visit
it with their
and what is so awful about
because
this?
Because there's lesbians, and the United States government is paying for it under the federal Ready to Learn program.
See, but the problem is that the lesbians were collecting the maple
but
syrup.
But they weren't like having...
God damn it! Now let me tell my joke! They were collecting it with their labia, and they were eating it off of each other's cunts.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense.
And, you know, it was very educational because, you know, everybody needs to learn how to eat maple syrup off of pussies. Even gay guys should. Today, speaking of gay for pay, besides Dell's Ben Curtis, Jennifer Beal went on the news and said obvious things about love and marriage. In a boring interview with a boring online lesbian magazine, femalefirst.co.uk, Jennifer Beal says, "You have to realize that love is truly one of the most extraordinary things you can experience in your life." Wow, and I thought love was actually one of the worst things that happened in your life.
It has been to me.
Oh,
just kidding.
They're giving back my iPod.
Love is just a venereal disease.
I got a
real. Let's see. To begrudge someone else in their love of another person because gender seems to be absolutely absurd. Okay, so basically, the magazine could not find real lesbians to ask, and neither could Showtime find real lesbians to perform that minstrel show called The L Word, where has-been female actresses try to resuscitate their dead careers.
That's really odd that they can't find any lesbians in Hollywood.
Well, attractive lesbians.
Out lesbians.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Now, it was our new segment where Link Pinks looks back in his rear view mirror. Let's hear a little
warning.
Warning. I'm your movie man. That's what I am. I'm here to warning. These news items from the past could be a little more scandalous than they appear.
Hey, this is Link Pinks, listeners. Today in Looking Back in the Mirror, I've got a story from 1968. Pink Floyd co-founder Syd Barrett succumbs to mental illness and is replaced on guitar by David Gilmour. Also, this week in 1972, Pink Floyd premieres The Dark Side of the Moon live in London, a full year before the album comes out. Cher separates from Sonny Bono in 1974. In 1976, upon given the Woman of the Year Award by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatrical Society, Bette Midler quips, "This award characterizes what the American male wants in a woman. Brains, talent, and gorgeous tits."
What?
Okay, I'm
that
going...
That didn't make any sense to me. Can you explain that to me? You want to go into the next segment?
Yeah, I want to go into the next segment.
Here. Okay, and then here's a little music for you. A little Sid Vicious. I can't understand what the hell he's saying. Can you guys hear?
No, no. Unique.
I'm sure you knew when there would fuck a little.
See, you need to be on heroin to be able to understand what he's saying.
Or something.
Why don't you read that news item as if you were Sid Vicious?
In 1978, Sex Pistols bassist Sid Vicious and his girlfriend Nancy Spungen are arrested at the Chelsea Hotel for drug possession. It is a prelude to murder and death by overdose.
And if Sid Vicious was reading this, he'd say, Nancy, where are my drugs? Nancy.
Sid!
He'd probably have his own TV show, reality TV show, Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, John Lydon had a little show that ran on MTV, which was quite entertaining. It was a little half-hour segment. Also in 1987, Sly Stone goes down for letting illicit substances take him higher. Two outstanding warrants on drug charges land him in the pokey in L.A. By the year end, he'll be doing hard time on cocaine charges.
John Lydon?
Johnny Rotten of the Sex
Pistols. Johnny Rotten. Okay.
Yes. In 1988, this week, a 12-year-old Motley Crue friend.
Link Pinks, I gotta stop this music. It's really annoying me.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. In 1988, a 12-year-old Motley Crue fan in Florida sets his legs on fire while emulating a stunt scene in the group's Live Wire video.
That's crazy.
Motley Crue issues a statement saying the stunt should not be tried at home.
Please do not do podcasts at home because it's very dangerous. You might waste a lot of time.
In 1996, this week, Snoop Dogg and his bodyguard are acquitted of first-degree murder in the death of Philip Walder Marion, who is shot by Dogg's bodyguard. Dogg claimed that Walder Marion was a stalker and the shooting was in self-defense. The jury deadlocks on voluntary manslaughter. A mistrial is declared, and the dog goes free.
Ooh, we gotta listen to a little bit of... hold on a second. I wanna play a little bit of this.
A little Snoop Dogg.
Pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, baby. The pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Ooh, he said the N-word. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean down and I'm... Okay, so what's
and
the next...
And speaking of hot and fire, if you'll remember, in 2003 this week, a crowded nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, at which the band Great White is performing, goes up in flames, ignited by onstage pyrotechnics. 100 are killed and many more injured. It is the deadliest rock concert ever given.
What was the name of the band again?
Great White.
The Great White.
You know, they didn't have any hits.
They had a hit.
Basically, after this event happened, which is a very personal news item for me, because I eat fire in all the Feast of Fools shows, the live shows, not... these radio shows. Not in these podcasts I'm eating fire.
He eats fire before.
I eat fire before we do the podcast. But
I thought you took a nap.
Yeah, I do that too. So, in seriousness, though, it was really hard to find a new venue for our show because a lot of these music venues wouldn't let me eat fire. And we did a show, where we sang this. Oh.
Who could be calling?
Where we sang a song and they wouldn't let me eat fire, and that's about it. Oh, it's Madge.
Madge?
Yes. Hi, Madge.
Hello, Madge.
Hey, Madge.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How you been doing?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
I'm in Miami. It's long distance.
Okay, well, we won't keep you too long.
So, Madge,
okay.
That's expensive.
You know, this T-Mobile, they rip you off on the charges.
You're not Roman. I have T-Mobile. It's nationwide.
Yeah,
check
you're not
your
paying
bill.
A
you're
lot
fine.
Of stuff. You'll be okay, Madge. Hey, Madge, how long did your road trip take?
How long?
Yeah.
Well, are you saying in reality or?
Sorry, we just lost Madge for a second because my computer.
We're on now.
Hi, Madge.
Hey, I'm gonna celebrate by having a skinny cow. But since they only have 120 calories, I'll probably have to have three.
What's a skinny cow?
Do you know what that is?
No. Is that like a black cow?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're lesbian-flavored ice cream sandwiches.
Really?
Yes, they are for dieting.
They taste like tuna?
So they put in six in a package so you can eat the whole roll. It's 130 calories each. That's two Weight Watchers points.
Madge, I was actually telling people that you're having a Miami Beach style ice cream sundae.
That was yesterday.
Okay, and that was the one with the.
He bought me three rolls of these things, so I got to shovel them down. I'm already half done.
So, how long did your road trip actually take physically to drive from Chicago to Miami?
3 days.
And how?
Wow,
why so long?
Huh? What?
How was Chauncey? How did he behave on the trip?
Surprisingly well. You know, I don't want to give away too much because, you know, I haven't put on all of the podcasts yet.
Oh, were you recording? What kind of, how are you recording? You said you were doing the iRiver.
Remember when I was on the phone with you, that was the end of the second night. Do you remember that, Fausto?
Yes, that's right.
Well, when I was talking to you, Chauncey was actually peeing on the seat at that very moment.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, really.
So you had to throw a towel on top of
it? Until I got off the phone and admit, I was wondering why he was on the floor and not on the seat. But thank God I bought this wonderful seat cover at Petco before I left for the trip because it's completely waterproof.
So it saved your rental car.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Madge, haven't you heard?
That bitch sister of yours.
Say that again?
I have a bone to pick with that bitch sister.
Oh, Talia.
What
about her?
That lying bitch.
What did she say? What happened?
She said that my pubic hairs are gray.
Oh.
We all know you dye them.
We know that the carpet doesn't match the drapes, Madge. You can't be 55 years old and be a redhead naturally.
Listen, I pride myself on never, ever kissing and telling. I never told about my sex with that fat headed cunt, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my God, you did a one-woman show about it.
Her anorexia.
Madge, you're completely being disingenuous here because you, A, did a one-woman show about Rosie O'Donnell called Rosie Goes Down on Madge, and then you also did A Woman of Luna, which was when you were talking about Ethel Merman, and you also told about the lesbian sex orgy that you had in a hot tub with Paulina Poroskova and Katie Lang.
These people that I did stories about are all dead now.
I think you're a star fucker.
So you see, it's okay. Is that Taylor E. Ross?
No, it's Link Pinks.
Yeah, Link Pinks, other known as Taylor E. Ross.
Link Pinks, listen, I got news for you. I ain't coming home tomorrow. What's this email?
Oh, I thought you were back in town.
No, I'm still in Miami.
Okay.
I'm not coming back for another 10 days.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, she's enjoying the nice heat while we're all freezing here.
Why did it take you 3 days to get to Miami? I thought it was like a 20-hour drive.
It is, but we have a senior citizen dog. I got to stop at every fucking McDonald's to see if they have Wi-Fi and a double cheeseburger and a chocolate shake.
You know, I've heard that they have doggy depends now for elderly dogs. You should go to the store.
They also have the needle.
So, Madge, we're going to continue with the show. What are you planning on doing in the next 10 days in Miami?
Well, it's actually not 10 more days. It's 10 more days before I get home.
Okay.
So I have to, you know, I'll stay here probably another week or so, and then I'll get going and be able to, you know, take my time and settle in. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Mostly get eaten out.
Well, Augustine's going to eat. Augustine's your girlfriend's partner, right?
You're going to eat out a lot?
I'm going to get eaten out.
Madge is going to be eating out and get eaten out.
Uh-huh.
Well, Madge, thanks so much for calling. Are you going to keep calling back on later? Tomorrow, actually, we're having the Crystal Skull is going to be coming over.
Really?
And Scott Free.
Mm.
So they're going to have a three-way. Or a two-way, because I'm just going to be watching.
It's still a three-way.
It's still a three-way, I, you know. Well,
listen, I've been enjoying listening to your podcast.
Oh, thanks, Madge.
I have to say, you were very down on Suki De La Croce. While he was drunk in the beginning, he soon redeemed himself by praising yours truly.
Well, so yes, but you didn't have to mop up his vomit, Madge.
Drunk
we had
not,
to pick him up off the floor.
It much more interesting as the day passed. Although, for some reason, I only was able to download one of the Suki podcasts.
The
I'm not sure why.
The royal family took it down.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask, can you get proof of that royal family business? I want to know if that's true.
You know, I asked the editor of the gay newspaper I work for, and she just kind of furrowed her brow. I don't know if it's verifiable or not.
And what about what was the other thing I was going to say? The other thing from your podcast about Suki. Oh, I can't remember. You know, I have early onset Alzheimer's.
I understand.
I've got some very interesting stuff coming up, too. Oh, and by the way, tell Jason I did get a copy of his... I have a proof that his photograph of me was in the USA Today International Edition.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? Your sister also got a hold of it.
Yeah, well, that's how I got it, from my sister.
Oh, isn't
my
that
niece.
Nice.
My niece, you mean.
Your niece, meaning your sister. So, Madge, next week we're gonna. I'm putting together the final works with our interview with Leslie Hall, Goldpants.
Oh, that's wonderful. Listen, when is the next Feast of Fools?
That's going to be around the actual live show. Is probably going to take place in May. So we need to book the venue for it.
Okay, but just make sure it's not the Memorial Day weekend because I have to go out of town.
That's fine. No, we're going to do it in the middle of May or so.
And listen, I know you want to get me off the phone, but you're going to have to get over it. listen, I need to tell you, I went to the I went to the boat show today by accident.
What boat show?
There's a big show in Miami. It's the Miami Boat Show, and it's yachts and everything. But you see, I went because I thought it said, because somebody told me to go to the bloating show. And I thought it was about bloating. And I thought, well, surely I have to go to the bloating show to show off my bloat. But it was boats, Fausto.
Oh, that's really... I love your puns, Madge. Hey, so will you call tomorrow and tell us what happened? What kind of food did you eat and all that stuff?
Don't you want to know what food I ate today?
Sure. What did you eat?
You can always go a few minutes longer. It's not going to kill you.
Well, I know, but it's just like, I need to go to bed because, like, yesterday, Mark and I were doing our podcast, and by the time I posted it, it was like 4:30 in the morning, and I have a day job, unlike these jokers here, who all work in the...
Can you explain why
entertainment
any of that is my
industry. What? Well, it's your problem because I'm going to be hanging up on you right now.
We love you, Madge.
We love you, woman.
Madge,
Luna.
Listen, we love you so much. I wish I was there with you.
I had a steak. Well, you can come over this weekend. You're welcome to come.
Oh, like, are you going to buy the ticket for me?
You have a free ticket. Go.
Oh, sure. Sure, I have so many sponsors.
Well, you should, you know, spend less money publicizing that failed lesbian band and do what Simon Cowell does and get some young teenagers to sign off their rights. And
Simon Paul, that stupid American Idol judge.
Yeah. Yes. You know, you could be the next Simon Cowell and just do a lesbian idol.
Lesbian
it's like a
idol.
Venus of Willendorf statue. The fattest lesbian contest. You find the fattest lesbian
in
the United
States. What else is coming up?
What?
What else is coming up on
well,
the show tonight?
Heather Marie Vernon is going to be on Wednesday. And her daughter, they're going to do a piano recital. Heather Marie Vernon, the woman from the last Feast of Fools.
Oh, Heather, yeah, I love Heather. She's wonderful.
And she wore a fabulous gingerbread, what was that, Marco?
It was a gingerbread outfit, like a bikini.
It was like a bikini gingerbread.
Two-piece, it was more of a two-piece.
What?
We have pictures. They're not very flattering. You'll love them.
So, and then we're having, the Crystal Skull on Monday with Scott Free. And then we're also having Sal Esparza, or Sally. He's going to be on the show.
He's
but we
a
haven't...
fabulous makeup
But you know that James from
styles.
Hot Blog and Relish, he was supposed to be a guest on tonight's show, and he just, he was too important to come. He canceled.
Oh, wow.
I'm so
I'm
hurt.
Sure he was probably busy.
I know. What does he do for a living, exactly?
We can't talk about that.
Is he a whore? Is he a Republican whore? Does he work for the Republican?
Can't talk about that.
Oh, he's a prostitute.
Is he really?
I guess so. We can't
My lips
talk
are
about
sealed.
Listen, are you going to give
Your
me a suki?
Maybe
sealed.
He's a drug runner at Howard Brown.
Speaking of the 80s, did you know that I was on Adam Curry's show today?
You're on Adam Curry's show every single day. I think he wants to eat you out.
Is he a lesbian too?
He looks like a lesbian.
Oh.
Now, Adam Curry, what did he say about you?
He said that he wanted to eat my hot cunt out and he would dump his
bloated wife?
His cigarette-smoking wife for me, yeah. No, he had me, you know, he does this hit test, this trivia game every day, and I was a special guest on the trivia, so I held them all hostage or something.
Oh, that's great.
Did you win some money?
No.
It's Adam Curry. He doesn't have any money.
Oh, I thought he had a
sponsor. He spends all his money on pot.
Of course.
That he smokes on the air and doesn't share.
By the way, I got to tell you something. I actually wanted to say this because I was just before I came over, I was at the 7-Eleven, of course, stopping. I can't pass the 7-Eleven. And you know they're selling these
iPod shuffles. What?
These khaki green cock rings to support the U.S. military.
Oh, I love those.
Actual cock rings?
Well, they look like cock rings.
Are they rubber?
Yes. And it says, support your cock ring. It's just like those yellow Lance Armstrong's bracelets for a dollar.
Yeah.
$2.99, they say a dollar goes to support our troops.
But
cock rings, for Christ's sake.
You know what even better news about it? Professional lesbian Barb Kay told me that they're actually creating counterfeit versions of these and selling them and keeping all the funds.
I think that's a great idea.
We should actually do a support your lesbian Republican.
Are there blue bands? We could make them for you.
Well, what about an IUD?
What's an IUG?
An IUD is what?
An intrauterine device or something.
It's a birth control device for straight people.
Oh, he said IUG.
IUG.
IUD.
IUD. Hey, Madge, we got to cut this, so...
Listen, one more thing.
Oh.
And you can go on to...
You're like Steve Jobs. Are you going to announce that a new iPod or something?
I swear this is the last thing.
Okay, one more thing.
About the 7-Eleven, they have Jolly Rancher rocks. They actually sell crack at the 7-Eleven now. People are worried about lesbians on public television. That's all. Gotta go. Bye.
Thanks, Madge.
Bye, Madge.
We love
Thank you.
That was Madge Weinstein.
Oh, she's so delightful.
Okay, and birthdays today.
Well, this week, celebrating a birthday was Sonny Bono, if he had lived. Andy Taylor of Duran Duran. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. It was born on February 17th. Yoko Ono was born on February 18th. In 1933, so that makes her 72.
No, yeah.
I am an old Asian woman.
A rich old Asian
I know.
Woman.
Do you know that she actually spoke in my graduation ceremony?
No, do tell.
Yeah, she was at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, a very overpriced and worthless institution.
And what did Yoko have to say?
Basically, she came on the stage and she...
Hello, this is Yoko.
Let me tell the story. Yeah, let me stop this. Since everybody knows what Yoko Ono's music sounds like. And, you know, you can buy it, wink, wink, at the iTunes, wink, wink, music store, if you know what I mean. Yoko Ono came to speak at my graduation ceremony, and she came out, and she started her, you know, meandering, pointless speech. You know, she would be great for podcasts. And in the middle of her speech, she just decided she needed to go to the bathroom. So she stopped. She said, I have to go to the bathroom now. And she walked down the stairs, went to the bathroom, flushed. You could hear the flush of the toilet. Came back up, like 5 minutes later, to a pause, and continued talking. And we're all trying to figure out if she actually had planned that or not.
Well, think about this. On one of her early 70s albums, that was one of her pieces, her conceptual pieces on her record, was the flushing of a toilet.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, maybe she
did. Yes, I have many of her albums, so.
Maybe she
But I'm strange,
shit.
You know. Also born on February 18th, Dennis DeYoung of Styx and Juice Newton.
Ooh,
Smokey Robinson was born on February 19th. And
but you can all send them Christmas cards,
birthday cards.
February 20th.
Maybe you should read like next week so we can send them Christmas cards because their birthdays are coming up.
Why would you send Christmas cards for their birthday?
Why not?
Easter, Valentine,
Valentine's Day, whatever.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Well, listen.
Kesmer Pulaski Day. Also, one very, very special birthday is February 22nd is Frédéric François Chopin, born in 1810.
Wow, he's old.
And the guy who wrote this song actually was born today, right?
Chopin.
Yes. Chopin.
Chopin.
And now...
That also segues into our final segment of This Week in Music History. Died in... Grandpa Jones...
You're so nervous, you can't even get the names out!
Grandpa Jones, the banjo picker and comedian for Hee Haw, died this week in 1998. Also, Bon Scott of AC/DC, Murray the K. Kaufman, and... Florence Ballard of the Supremes in 1976.
Aww. Baby.
My final and one of my other personal favorites, who died on February 17th in 1982, Thelonious Monk.
Little Thelonious Monk. Also the name of one of the cats that died in The Simpsons.
Thelonious Monk?
It was the name of the cat that Lisa Simpson bought and brought home, and the cat jumped out a window immediately and died.
Okay, Fausto, I have one special non-music related story.
Okay,
it's just for you. Bert and Ernie's Gay Agenda takes on Bangladesh.
What?
A Bengali version of
Stop for a second. What? Ay, Dios mío.
A Bengali version of the long-running American children's program Sesame Street will be broadcast from beginning in April, featuring Muppet characters drawn from Bangladeshi folklore. Set in fictional Sissipur Village, and who said there aren't gay characters?
Sissipur.
Yes. The adaptation will feature four main characters: Halum, the caring tiger; Shiku, a clever but naive jackal; and two children named Tuki and Ikiri can you read that? Because my glasses.
Mikby.
Okay.
So basically, it's going to be like, instead of rubber ducky, it's going to be like, Halum, would you like to play with my rubber boa constructor? Rubber boa constructor, you're so fine. You make my time when I wash myself with sand.
Well, they also think that the Grouch lives in a palace because, you know, he lives in this wonderful metal house.
Yeah.
Ooh, you! Yes, he lives like king.
Yes, we're illustrating our racist tendencies for Indian culture.
So the first,
and I love every minute.
The first few programs are already filmed and will be broadcast in April. And one interesting
it's going to be a curried flavored Sesame Street.
Exactly. One interesting sidelight is that the project has received $6.2 million funding the USAID, the U.S. Government Agency for International Development. The first series will have 52 programs and will be broadcast on state funded BTV.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful way to end our show today. I want to thank Mark.
Thank you.
Link Pinks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Because today is one of the days. February is always Black History Month.
The shortest month of the year.
Yes, the shortest month of the year.
It's Chris Rock.
For the hippest race ever to live. And, of course, you know, no need to mention that Ray Charles basically swept the Grammys. And so we're leaving you with one moment that Ray Charles was on Sesame Street and sang this beautiful rendition of Joe Raposo's Being Green. Thank you so much for coming.
It's not that easy being green. Having
having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be so much nicer being red, yellow or gold, or something much more colorful like that. Lord, it's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring.